From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news, I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The use of violence by Myanmar military against anti-coup protesters is unacceptable. This was affirmed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi during a bilateral meeting with her Japanese counterpart, Motegi Toshimitsu, in Tokyo recently. Both of them discussed regional and global issues of mutual concern. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Minister Retno also explained that Indonesia strongly rejects the Myanmarese security forces' use of violence, which led to the death of more than 100 people on March 27, 2021. Stating that Japan shared Indonesia's concern on the latest development in Myanmar, she called for an immediate halt to the use of violence to avoid further tragedy and appealed to the conflicting parties to hold dialogues. Meanwhile, in a written statement released by the Japanese embassy in Jakarta, Motegi strongly denounced the situation in Myanmar, which has claimed several lives. He also said that he warmly welcomed Asian efforts to help resolve the situation in Myanmar, adding he respected Indonesia's chairmanship in the effort. The Asian Development Bank ADB approved a loan worth $450 million, or about 6.3 trillion rupiah, to assist the PT Bio Farma in obtaining and delivering vaccines safely and effectively. This loan is part of the responsive COVID-19 vaccine for recovery or recover, which funds the purchase of at least 65 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine for priority groups based on the stipulation of the Indonesian government. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, the project is supported by the $9 billion Asia-Pacific Vaccine Access Facility, or APVAX, which was launched in December 2020 to support the rapid and equitable availability of vaccine for developing member countries of ADB. President of ADB, Masatsugu Asakawa, in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, stated that the recovery program will help the government protect lives and restore livelihoods. He also ensured that ADB will assist the government and PT Bio Farma to improve logistic management and distribute vaccine more effectively to the public. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that the National Committee of Governance Policy, KNKG, has a very strategic position and a role to assist the government in handling the COVID-19 pandemic and national economic recovery. This was affirmed during a coordination meeting with the KNKG management for the period 2021-2024 in Jakarta on Wednesday. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Minister Erlangga stated that the KNKG was formed by the government to achieve good governance and corporate governance in order to boost the performance of the national economy. He also explained that Indonesia has a different way of dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic so that the Indonesian economy can still survive and is predicted to recover more quickly. He added that currently, chairperson of the KNKG board members is Mardiasmo, and the composition of board members includes related officials and practitioners in their respective fields. Hopefully, the KNKG can produce implementable and useful guidelines to improve the governance in Indonesia. Deputy Chairman of the House of Representatives DPR M. Aziz Syamsuddin encouraged the Ministry of Transportation to offer incentive to the public transportation service companies impacted by the policy of banning the homecoming exodus. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Syamsuddin noted in a statement on Wednesday that on one hand, the policy to prohibit the homecoming exodus if it is not accompanied by regulation related to transportation is feared to be ineffective in suppressing mobilization. On the other hand, this policy inflicts losses on transportation companies. Hence, the DPR encourages the Ministry of Transportation to consider providing incentive to the public transportation service companies affected by the policy of prohibiting the homecoming exodus. Let's move on to the international news. Turkey Health Ministry data showed on Wednesday that Turkey has recorded 39,302 new coronavirus cases in the space of 24 hours, the highest level since the beginning of the pandemic. As reported by Reuters.com, the government eased measures to curb the pandemic in Turkey earlier this month, prompting a surge in new cases. On Monday, President Tayyip Erdogan announced a tightening of measures, including the return full nationwide weekend lockdowns for the Holy Islamic month of Ramadan, which will start in 2 weeks. According to the health ministry, the latest daily death toll was 152, bringing the cumulative toll to 31,537. Italy reported 467 coronavirus-related deaths on Wednesday against 529 the day before, the health ministry said, while the daily tally of new infections rose to 23,904 from 16,017. As reported by Reuters.com, the health ministry said some 351,000 tests COVID-19 were carried out in the past day, compared with the previous 301,000. Italy has registered 109,000 death links to COVID-19 since its outbreak emerged in February last year, the second highest toll in Europe after Britain and the seventh highest in the world. The country has reported 3.58 million cases to date. Patients in hospital with COVID-19, not including those in intensive care, stood at 29,180 on Wednesday, down from 29,231 a day earlier. China and Iran signed a deal over the weekend. Their foreign ministers said that both countries design a strategic partnership to last for the next quarter of a century. As quoted by BBC.com, the details have not been published yet, but the assumption is that China, in defiance of American sanctions, will buy Iranian oil. It will in turn invest some of its wealth in Iran. Sanctions have starved Iran of foreign investment. It is the latest extension to China's vast infrastructure project, the Belt and Road Initiative, which is creating the connection Beijing needs to continue its expansion as a global power. Some Iranians were suspicious of China's motives when a draft of the cooperation agreement was leaked last year. The Belt and Road deals may benefit not only China but also some countries. That was the news.
Indonesia was hit again by a terror attack against the people. A female person attacked the National Police HQ in Jakarta on Tuesday afternoon. Prior to that, two people did suicide bombing in front of Cathedral Church in Makassar, Sulawesi on Sunday. Some 20 people were wounded in that incident. After the incident in Makassar, the National Police moved fast. And finally, some people suspected to be related with the Makassar bombing were arrested, while the attacker at the police HQ was shot dead. It was interesting that several days before the Makassar and Jakarta incidents, on March 26th, former National Army Commander and the current Presidential Chief of Staff Muldoko at a university gave a speech about radical movement threats. In his remarks, Muldoko mentioned various issues. One of the issues was radicalism and intolerance that threatened the diversity of Indonesia. He affirmed that radicalism and intolerance cannot be allowed to disturb Indonesia ahead of its 100th independence anniversary. Although there is no correlation between Muldoko's speech and the recent terror acts, there has been an early warning. The terror act is not justifiable, especially the ones that claim to represent ideology or faith. There is no correlation between any faith and terrorism. Instead, there is only ideology that claims to be based on faith by imposing their version of truth. The recent terror acts were some grim reminder of similar incidents orchestrated by Nurdin Emtop and Dr. Azhari one decade ago. At that time, suicide bombing terrorized the people of Indonesia. The observers had warned that radicalism and their network will never end. In Indonesia, or in any country, intolerance and radicalism can be found as long as one's desire is not achieved. Still, we need to appreciate the quick response by the National Police in revealing the perpetrator and the network. This can prevent the next incidents. While alertness still needs to be increased in all places, hopefully all activities and focus of the state security will not let their guard down against the terror acts, especially amid the pandemic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on April 1, 1941, when the Fontana Alba massacre occurred. The massacre in Fontana Alba occurred in North Bukovina on April 1, 1941. Thousands of civilians died as they attempted to cross the border from the Soviet Union to Romania near the village of Fontana Alba, now in Chernivtsi Oblast, Ukraine. They were greeted with open fire by Soviet border force. Although according to some data, no more than 48 civilians were killed, the local witnesses put the number of casualties at a higher rate. Another survivor was allegedly taken away to be tortured and killed at the hands of NKVD, the Soviet secret police. Next event was in 2001. The former president of Yugoslavia, Slobodan Milosevic, surrendered to the police after being a fugitive for some time. Slobodan Milosevic was arrested by Yugoslav authorities on April 1, 2001, following a 36-hour gun battle between police and Milosevic's bodyguards at his villa in Belgrade. Although there were no official charges, Milosevic was suspected of abuse of power and corruption. He was later extradited to The Hague, the Netherlands, to undergo an international trial. He is accused of having committed war crimes, namely the massacre of civilians in Bosnia, Croatia, and Kosovo. The last event is that in 2001, same-sex marriage was legalized for the first time in the Netherlands. Same-sex marriage has been legalized since April 1, 2001. The Netherlands is the first country in the world to legalize same-sex marriage. In the early to mid-1980s, a group of human rights activists asked the Dutch government to allow same-sex marriage. The Dutch Parliament decided in 1995 to set up a special commission tasked by investigating the possibility of legalizing same-sex marriage. The special commission completed its work in 1997 and stated that civil marriage should be allowed for same-sex couples. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku, kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku, kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mathematics and Sciences Faculty of University of Indonesia FMIPA UI has a community service dubbed Aksi UI Peduli by planting mangrove in Citarum Estuary for reducing abrasions and conserving the Javan Langur in Bekasi Regency, West Java. Team member as well as biology lecturer at University of Indonesia, Retno Lestari, explained that as many as 200 mangrove seeds have been planted by the team at the estuary of Citarum River, Pantai Bahagia Village, Muara Gembong District. This activity consisted of education on mangroves' benefit, encouragement of a collective mangrove preservation program, and creative ecotourism program based on estuary ecosystem restoration. This activity was done by University of Indonesia's Community Service team, consisting two lecturers and their assistants, as well as five students, eight people from Pandu Cendekia Foundation, and 15 local people. Retno said the people care for the mangrove, but it still needs strengthening. That can be done by the developing an eco-based creative economy so that the program can be sustainable. According to Retno, Pantai Bahagia Village faces two more environmental issues if mangrove is not preserved, namely seawater abrasion and threatened habitat of Javan Langur. The mangrove planting is important to restore the damaged mangrove ecosystem. The newly planted mangroves are then expected to grow well, so they can hold the abrasion wave and encourage a sustainable ecotourism development. The mangrove planting done with the people or DAP ecosystem services is expected to give people direct benefits.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi.
pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku cinta, aku cinta, aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinannya, aku mau. Yeah. Oh.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Maengket dance is one of the traditional dances of the Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This dance is usually performed en masse, both male and female dancers. This dance is a symbol of gratitude for the abundant harvest, so it is often performed at harvest festival every year. One of the areas in Minahasa that performs this dance is Ranowanko village, Kombi district. Now, this dance is performed not only at harvest festival, but also at the time of welcoming great guests and national celebrations. The name Maengket dance is taken from the word engket, which in the local language means lifting the heel of the foot up and down. With the addition of ma in the word of engket, it means dancing up and down. In the past, this dance used simple movements, But time passes by, my Inca dance has developed, both in terms of dance and performance. During its development, this dance is divided into several types according to their respective goals. Take for example the Mawe Kemberu or Owe Kemberu dance movement. This movement symbolizes gratitude for the abundant agricultural produce. Then the Marambak dance movement illustrates the spirit of mutual cooperation. Finally, the Lalayan dance movement describes how young people find their partners. The Mayanka dance is usually played by male and female dancers in pairs and led by one woman. In the Mayanka dance, performances are usually only accompanied with drums. However, there are also those who use other traditional music as additions or variation, such as the tifa and kolintang musical instrument. The dancers usually wear traditional dresses. The female dancers use kebaya and long typical dresses of North Sulawesi. The hair of the female dancers is in a bun. Meanwhile, male dancers will wear long sleeves, trousers, and a typical hat of North Sulawesi. For the dance leader, she dresses the same as female dancers. However, some creations are added, such as different patterns or colors so that she can be different. All dancers usually bring handkerchiefs that will be used for dancing.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayang, tiada cinta seindah cinta.
Jadi yang memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Well then listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, in commemorating the International Fairy Tale Day, which fell on March 20, as well as to make children interested in fairy tales, PGMI student Win Sultan Taha Saifuddin STS Jambi launched a digital fairy tale library. The digital fairy tale library can be accessed by children all over Indonesia to listen to interesting tales without bothering, according to Amirul Mukminin Al Anwari, a lecturer at PGMI UIN STS Jambi. By simply accessing the digital fairy tale library, dozens of stories can be heard through their respective devices. Of the State Islamic University, UIN Sultan Taha Saifuddin STS Jambi launched a digital fairy tale library to help parents and teachers amid the COVID-19 pandemic. So far, some storytelling activities have been carried out face-to-face with children or students. However, amid the pandemic, learning activities were carried out online. Therefore, an application is made that can be used by children or students to listen to fairy tales using their respective devices. In this application, there are already 74 fairy tales in audio-visual form so that children can watch fairy tales directly played by professional storytellers. According to Amirul Mukminin Al Anwari, a lecturer at UIN, storytelling needs to be encouraged again as a means of shaping the characters of future generation, so that children also like reading. By taking advantage of technological developments, storytelling activities can be reactivated amid the pandemic. The digital fairy tale library has some advantage to be accessed anytime and anywhere. This makes it easier for the students to listen to the fairy tales. There are also many stories presented, and children can change to another title so they don't get bored easily. That was miscellany.
Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang. orang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Rasa cinta di hati sayang takkan bisa ku paksa dia di sana. Persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda. Oleh cinta bukan maksudku lukai hatimu. Katakan ku tak cinta, tapi gimana aku pun tak mengerti mengapa rasa itu tak pernah ada.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom besmetting, overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to present to you a song sung by Gombloh. Some songs from Gombloh penetrate various aspects of life, from romance, social criticism, until the theme of nationalism. One of his hit songs with the theme of love is Kugadaikan Cintaku. The song is included in the album Apple, which was released in 1987. The lyrics of the song are inspired by the love story of Gombloh during adolescence, which ended sadly. Here is the song Kugadaikan Cintaku by Gombloh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.